Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Herman Mashaba, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Fine. Good morning. How are you? And good morning to the listeners.
Yeah, I am very well. So we've just had a psychologist not in studio because we don't do that during COVID, but we've had a psychologist. I'm quite emboldened and I'm going to start asking you the question, in fact, dealing with something personal, because although we've never met and we don't know each other and you certainly owe me no explanation, I felt quite let down and disappointed when you stepped down as City of Johannesburg mayor. Can you talk us through that before we talk to Action SA? Because I would imagine that quite a few of us did. We were starting to see things in Johannesburg improving, projects that you said were going to get done were getting done, and things seemed to be moving in the same direction. But then things changed completely. Can you talk us through that?
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. As much as obviously I've detailed my reasons for leaving as an executive mayor and the DA, because I made it clear before Helen Zille was elected as the chairperson of the DA, because obviously they'd come to my attention about the right-wing element that wanted to take over the DA. And for me, as a South African committed to non-racialism, committed to one South Africa, was just not really prepared to be associated with people who articulate one thing in public, and then when they practice something totally different. So I felt, you know what, let me move away from real association with people that I thought were committed to one South Africa. I experienced this over the 3 years of my administration when taking over the city of Johannesburg with massive inequalities, massive. I mean, South Africa is known by the world. You remember the World Bank about 2 years ago released the report on the inequality in this country for many years of apartheid, exacerbated by the mismanagement and corruption of the ANC. And we wanted, my government wanted to correct this, and the DA leadership, some people in the DA not comfortable with this, I felt hurt when raising these matters with me and without getting the support from national leadership, that I'm spending their residence money with people who are not paying, who are not voting for the party. And I said to myself, this is a deep head. It's a big insult. Are we not in politics to give dignity to South Africans? All these people that are saying that they're not paying unemployed, do the people really created the situation themselves? And I decided, you know what, being the mayor under the DA, it's the last thing in the world I needed. And that's why I decided, let me step aside and disassociate myself with such individuals.
All right. So now moving on to, I think that you represent in many ways a very fresh alternative. And the conversations that we have often on the show is that there's such an acceptance of how poor the ANC is in terms of corruption, service delivery, all of these things. But the problem is that there doesn't seem to be another home. I know that, and I've also publicly said this, I voted DA in the last election really after a lot of soul searching, because I just didn't really know where else to go. And a lot of South Africans, and certainly black South Africans, for the reasons that you've just outlined now, aren't comfortable within the DA and unlikely ever will be. The problem is alternatives. What you represent in many ways is an alternative and a way that a place that South Africans can find a home. The concern, of course, is that over our years of democracy, and yes, of course, we are a young democracy, we can't think that 26 years is a long time. It really isn't in the evolution of a country in terms of its political space. But we still haven't seen other parties, perhaps aside from the EFF, that have gained momentum. Does this worry you?
Well, if you look at how I embarked on this journey that led to the formation of Action SA on Saturday, it wasn't a project out of my ambition to form a political party. When I resigned, remember there was an outcry from South Africans asking me to form a political party. As you remember, last year's national elections, 18.5 million people did not vote. As compared to 17.5. So we had more people who stayed away from voting than those who voted. ANC is in power today, not because of people who voted it in power. ANC is a dying, natural dying political party. I think that's a fact. I can give you stats, I can show you stats, not in real facts. ANC in 2009 received 69%, 2014 received 64%. Last year with the Ramaphosa still received 57%. And if you look at ANC support base, it's rural. ANC it's a dying rural party. But unfortunately, with people like myself, I joined the DA because I thought the DA wanted to unseat the ANC. But DA proved beyond any reasonable doubt. I've got evidence. And fortunately enough, my chief of staff, Michael Blumen, has written a book, fantastic book called The Accidental Mayor. The facts are there. Let the DA actually to contest them. Michael from university all his life has worked for the DA. Mm. And he's outlined the DA's position and how the DA has actually changed the way black people don't really matter any longer. That's why people stay away from voting, including when DA was complaining to me about my poor stance. I would actually challenge them, go into the suburban areas, affluent areas, have public meetings without any script. I'll get standing ovation when I'll tell the residents in the suburbs to say, the fellow South Africans, we're sitting with a major problem. Major problems. I know you've got some of your street lights not working. I know you've got some of your grass not cut. But I said I live in Sandton, just across the street from where I live. Less than 10 minutes away, there are people who don't have toilets. They've been in this situation put by the ANC, obviously started by the apartheid government. But 26 years of our democracy, ANC failed the poor people. We as a DA, it's an opportunity for us to demonstrate to those poor people that we don't just care. We can really demonstrate. And DA refused. And I challenge anyone to please check with Freedom Front Plus. Freedom Front Plus, one of their councillors who said on one of, he was a chairperson of one of the committees, ask him who was the biggest objector to our proper policies. So as far as I'm concerned, I can tell you, people who voted last year moved their vote from the DA to the Freedom Front Plus, they did a good work job, because Freedom Front Plus, when you deal with them, You know what you're dealing with, and I can tell you, and I'm not a spokesperson.
It makes some of us very nervous. I don't know.
It's a fact. The Freedom Front Plus believe, they truly believe in pro-poor policies than the DA. It's a fact.
Interesting.
It's in
that.
The book, or you can ask.
I'm actually going to get that book. I'm certainly going to read it. A few comments. Jenny says, lovely to hear Herman Mashaba on Chai FM. Question, you are a very successful businessman in your own right. Do you honestly need the headache of politics in this country?
Well, I think we don't have a choice.
I agree.
Fortunately enough, when I started, I launched the People's Dialogue. We're the only political party that started in the history of this country with 2.4 million submissions of people saying, please form a political party. Form the political party on this 5 non-negotiable core values. Core values of non-racialism. We're a party committed to non-racialism. If you're looking for racial parties, the DAs are there, the EFFs are there. So don't really come to us.
So what does that mean? What does
What
does that mean to you practically? A real non-racial.
Practically, it means South Africa. You remember what Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu appealed to us. And appeal to the world that South Africa is going to be an example to the world of building a non-racial society, the Rainbow Nation. We are committed to that project, not by cheap talk, by what we are going to do to drive to ensure that South Africans become a non-racial society in years to come. We are committed to free market economy, where we are saying we need less government intervention in the economy as possible. We are committed to social justice, and that's something that the DA is not committed to social justice. We are committed to social justice. We are aware of 300 years of colonial rule and exploitation. We are aware of ANC's 26 years of criminality, of looting, of mismanagement, of cadre deployment. We need social justice so that we can deal with the inequalities in our country. We are committed to the rule of law, where every single day as South Africans, you can watch television today on the Zondo Commission, Mukonyane is going to come on television, lie under oath after crippling this country. We want to see the rule of law. Lastly, and very importantly, why the 18.5 million people stayed away from voting is because South Africans are saying we're sick and tired of voting for political parties. We want to vote directly for public representatives. And our party, we are committing this. We are going to run primaries. You are not going to become a public rep for Action SA without being elected by the community in your ward. For you to become a ward councillor for our political party, we are going to subject you to the community. They are the ones who will decide who becomes our public rep on behalf of our party. You will never be in parliament as a criminal unless you are elected by the people. And one thing for sure is that the community is not stupid. Once they know who the criminals are in their communities, they know who are the people who are committed to public service. That is why we are not going to wait for parliament to effect the electoral reform. Our electoral reform, the constitution allows us, we're going to be the first party in this country to make history to run primaries. Every ward where we are going to contest, you want to become a ward councillor, we will go out and compete with others, and we will have free and fair elections along the same lines of the IEC. We are happy to even get the independent observers to make sure that the right candidate is fairly elected by the community.
What is your
represent them through our party?
It sounds absolutely brilliant, but but incredibly ambitious, because talking about how long does it take to build up an infrastructure and a system that is that can make inroads into the South African government? Do you think you'll be able to achieve, or what have you set your goals on for the next, let's say, year and a half?
Well, that is why look, what I'm telling you, it's not just cheap talk. It's something that we're going to do. Keep reminding people now. I was, to a large extent, brought up by the wisdom of my grandfather. As much as my grandfather was a security guard for the municipality of Harankua, when I meant everything to him, I spent much time with him. One thing that he taught me is, please, my boy, make sure that listen to people, believe what they do than what they say. Judge people by what they do than what they say. And even yourself, judge yourself about what you do. Don't ever actually say to someone something if you mean something else, because it'll come back to hound you. And I'm now 61. I've lived by that motto. And I'm going to die with that motto. It is for that reason I'm committing South Africans that our part in terms of running primaries, we're going to do it. That's why I'm asking South Africans, please bear with us. There's no way we can run and contest all 278
yes,
municipalities. It is humanly impossible.
Exactly.
Allow us the few that are winnable, so that we can win these municipalities, more especially the urban ones, because ANC will never is not an urban party. So unfortunately, our poor people in the rural areas, they must understand there's no way that our party will contest in those in the rural areas. We are going to target the metros, because in the metros, the beauty about it is that these are informed people who cannot be bought by ANC t-shirts and corruption. So we're going to contest a few municipalities. We've already confirmed contesting Johannesburg, Tshwane, and Ekurhuleni. But during the consultation process, with 2.4 million people giving us the mandate, we're getting calls from Etiquini, we're getting calls from Nelson Mandela Bay, we're getting calls from even Cape Town. I never thought in my wildest dream when we started this that Cape Town is winnable. And people are saying from Cape Town who are registering with us. I'm sure you're aware we're running an online platform where people are registering. Cape Town is winnable. At this point in time, it's still too early to get and say we can win Cape Town. But one thing that I can tell you and guarantee you is that when we do decide to contest the Western Cape, we'll take the DA under 50%. And then they'll have to then to work with us to serve now people of Cape Town, the rest of Cape Town, not just really a small percentage.
So many messages coming through, and I can tell you just an indication from our listeners, the amount of support that I'm seeing on the studio line is incredible. To some extent, or to a very large extent, your kind of straight talking, clear, unambiguous dialogue is exactly what South Africans are looking for. I think that we are so sick of the double speak. And as you said, the language of intent, that this is what we are going to do, and watershed moments and turning points, we don't want to hear it. South Africans actually just need to see it. So it certainly is something that that I'm seeing on our studio line, a tremendous amount of support. Have you got are you expecting to make some announcements or starting to see other high profile South Africans? A few people asking about Thuli Madonsela, a few other people that they would love to see as part of your party?
I think I want South Africans to know, I'm saying this with absolute humility. I honestly don't want to run a political party of celebrities. I want to run a political party of committed public servants, people who'd appreciate working for public service, because public service is a calling. I left my successful career. I did not really need to really do this job from a financial point of view. I could live anywhere in the world and I can go and play golf every day of my life. I joined this because I could not really stand by and see my country following the Zimbabwean route. And I said to myself, and fortunate enough, I'm a God-fearing person, that you know what, whatever you do in life, money will not really buy you peace. Money will not really buy you happiness. Money will not buy you security. If you want security in life, just be a God-fearing person and always make sure that you always act in the best interest, in total good faith. And that's how I operate. And I'm not going out there asking people to come and join us. I'm asking our parties open. I'm making pleas every day to South Africans to say, please, those who feel there's something wrong with this broken system, you are most welcome to come and join us. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be a prominent judge. You can be a Mrs. Khumalo in Atteridgeville. You are or Mr. Van Niekerk in Boksburg. You are most welcome to come and really join us. But come and join us to serve society, to change and protect this country from this deep hole that the ANC has put this country into.
Absolutely love that, and I can tell you that certainly I support your initiative, and I think what you're doing is absolutely tremendous. Well done. Keep doing this. Just keep fighting the fight that you're fighting, and best of luck to you. Certainly, as I said, from our listener perspective, I'm looking at the messages coming through, and an absolutely overwhelming amount of support for you and for the future. So well done to you, and just do what you were clearly put on this earth by God to do. Herman Mashaba, thank you for your time.